Until 11, you're listening to Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
22 after 9, with me in the studio is Christine Cousins, the member for Geelong. Christine, welcome back to the studio
Thank you once again.
Good to see you. Now, I did see that launch of the flights from Avalon to the Gold Coast. You were there.
Yes.
Quite exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting. And, you know, there's most flights are booked out. So that's a great sign. And I think there were... pretty sure it was more than 50% were flying into Geelong.
Well, that was my next question, I suppose, because I think a lot of Geelong people and people in the western districts would definitely be up for going up to the Gold Coast, a bit of rest and relaxation. But I just wonder what selling points we have for people on the Gold Coast to come down here. And I was wondering about sort of, do we actually bring in tourists on that route?
Yeah, well, apparently it's been very successful from what I understand, and tourists are coming into Geelong. So, you know, we should give them a big Geelong welcome.
Yes.
And, you know, make sure they have a good time and see the sights around Geelong, our beautiful city.
And what do you think are our big selling points? Because I saw that video with Darren Lyons and he was the pilot of the plane or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's helped to get the numbers up. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about that one, but I think, you know, Geelong and our surrounding region has got enormous potential. We've got a lot to offer tourists. We've just got to, you know, sell what we've got. It's so important.
Yes. So you were there for that launch. It looks like all's going well. The other thing that was interesting was this East-West Link money. It's been released by the federal government, so it can be spent on any infrastructure project now. I mean, it looks like that money's probably going to go to Melbourne Metro. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I think so. And that, you know, that's a big infrastructure project that the metropolitan area needs. And, yeah, Daniel Andrews has been very clear about that.
And what are we doing, for example, on that east-west link? Because you had an alternate solution which involved trying to take trucks off the Westgate freeway by putting them onto a western distributor. Where are we at with that?
Well, that all the planning's been done around that. And, you know, they're looking at what we need to do. And I think that's going to go ahead, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But we don't really know a timeline yet because it's still in the planning
I don't think
phase.
A timeline's been announced yet. I mean, we need to get the planning right, and understandably, that's what the Premier's doing.
Because that's probably a main thing for people out here trying to get to Melbourne, is some of the issues of congestion on the Westgate Freeway, so I suppose
sure.
They're probably looking at that. Because it's just interesting, when this money came out there, suddenly everyone seems to be trying to grab at the money. For example, we had Dan Tehan, who's the federal member for Wannon. He's now saying we want that money spent further out in the country.
Look, there's huge demands everywhere, there's no doubt about that, but it's about getting the priorities right, and I think the Premier's hit the nail on the head that, you know, we do need to get the metro area right, we need to get the route from Geelong to Melbourne right, and then start working on all the other issues that are there.
I mean, looking at the weekend at those Polwarth and South West Coast by-elections, again, I think transport did seem to be a big issue, like the condition of roads out there.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about that either. They've been neglected for some time. You know, our road infrastructure is really important, particularly for rural and regional areas, because they rely on that. They don't have, you know, the same public transport systems that we have in, say, a regional city like Geelong. So they do rely on good roads, and we'll get there.
Yeah. The other thing that sort of a few weeks ago, I went to this breakfast that was about transforming the CBD of Geelong, and they were trying to talk about bus routes and where they were going to go through the CBD. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you happy with the current arrangement with most of them go down Moorabool Street?
Look, I think there's room for improvement. There's no doubt about that. I think utilising Moorabool Street and our railway station are probably good options. But, you know, I'm really listening to what bus commuters in particular are saying, because they're the ones that use the service. And, you know, a lot of people are keen on both options, the Moorabool Street option or the rail option. But I can't see why we can't have both. So you have a run through Moorabool Street to the railway station.
Yeah, well, that does make sense, I suppose. That green spine has taken off in Mallop Street. Is that something that you support?
Yeah, well, certainly we're looking at that in terms of the Geelong Authority.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, anything to beautify the city is really important. But I think there's lots of strong priorities around, and we need to focus on those.
Now, also in that Southwest Kirsten Polworth by-election, fracking in CSG did seem to be an issue, and I saw in the Age newspaper yesterday that a senior state government MP, no names of course, has sought a permanent ban on the controversial practice of fracking. From what I understand, that both major parties have a moratorium on it until 2020. I mean, do we really have enough information to be able to rule out fracking altogether?
Oh, look, you know, personally, I don't support it.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, we've made a commitment to look at the research that's there. And, you know, we're waiting on that information to come forward. So we'll see what comes of that. And certainly, you know, it's a very strong point for a lot of MPs. So, you know, that's something we'll be dealing with in the coming years, for sure.
I mean, probably not a big issue here in Geelong, where we're not going to be ripping up the streets to try and find gas. But out there in those communities, that seems to be one of the big issues that does come up. Even though I was driving from here to Queensland on my break, and every single sort of tree I went past had a sign on it saying no fracking. So,
yeah,
that does seem to get a lot of people up and about. So I think we'll be watching for those results to come out from that review very closely.
Certainly. Yeah.
But my view is I just don't think we have enough information yet to be able to rule it out completely, because it has worked in some places.
Yeah.
But you've got to choose the right place and not too close to the water table and all that sort of thing.
Oh, exactly.
Now, also in terms of local government, I mean, the front cover of the paper today about council bullying, and Darren Andrews is quoted there as issuing a warning to the council to clean up its act or they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty tough, isn't it?
It is pretty tough, but I think he's right. You know, we can't tolerate bullying anywhere in any level of government. And the Premier's made that very clear, and he's warned the city to get their act together and start fixing up the mess that's there.
And when you look at these apparent problems there, is it a problem with the overall culture where people are working for the council, or is it the actual councillors themselves, or is it just across the spectrum?
Well, if you read the report, it's across the spectrum. So, you know, it's a combination. It's a culture that's been there for some time. And, you know, I can't comprehend why this has been allowed to grow the way that it has. And, you know, I had workers coming in to see me about bullying at the council. So, you know it happens. There's been some fairly serious allegations. And the report clearly shows that that's what is happening there.
But if that culture's just been allowed to thrive and prosper, I don't think you can change it overnight. So, I mean, that's a massive, massive challenge.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. And it's going to take a long time to fix the problem. And I suppose you're never going to eliminate bullying 100%. It's, you know, a very difficult thing, and often it's, you know, done undercover, so to speak.
That's right.
But I think, you know, the problems at the council, when you've got nearly 200 people coming forward and saying they're being bullied, and currently 53 of them are still being bullied, that is totally unacceptable.
And when Daniel Andrews says, or they're out, does that mean just sacking the entire council and starting again?
Well, I assume so, but I'm not sure. I mean, you know, he's pretty angry about the situation.
Yeah.
And when he was down here last week, made it clear that the council needed to get their act together, otherwise they would be gone. And I would assume that means that they'd be sacked.
Wow, I mean, that's going to be a very big step. So, you know, they'd have to think very carefully before doing that.
The community's got an expectation. And if that expectation's not being met, then they expect their leaders to do something about that.
Now, the Geelong Casino, I think this is a very good idea, because people that have problems with gambling already have so many outlets like the internet, the Pokies, Crown in Melbourne. So I'm not sure that building a casino would really affect those people too much, but at the same time, it could put Geelong on the map. And Jane Garrett said that it's a possibility, but now seems to be moving to the point of saying, well, it would require a lot of consultation, and actually it's a fair way away. What do you think about it?
Oh, look, you know, I think it's an interesting idea in terms of jobs and bringing infrastructure into Geelong. I do have concerns about the gambling issues that we have. But you're right, you know, you can get online. I think online gambling's probably a far bigger problem now, the research is showing us, than, you know, going to the pokies. So, you know, there are some big social issues around that. you know, there's certainly, there's no plans on the table. So this is sort of just blown up from someone's suggestion that, you know, they'd like to build a casino in Geelong. So, you know, if it did, you know, come to fruition where there was a proposal put, I'm sure the community of Geelong would want to have their say about that.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. Do you have really a strong opinion on it one way or the other?
Not particularly. I mean, I'd like to see, you know, what was being proposed, if it ever was, and how that might impact on Geelong as a community. And, you know, in the last few days since it hit the media, most of the contact I've had from people has been quite positive. They see it as a great thing for Geelong. But, of course, there are those people that don't think it's a good idea because of the gaming issues that we already have.
I mean, as you rightly said, internet gambling is a problem because people with their credit cards, with money they don't even have, can jump online, they can put bets on anything running around a track anywhere in the world.
That's right.
So I'm not sure that it's really going to exacerbate the problems, but I just look at places like Singapore that built that casino, even though there was a bit of opposition to the gambling, and just how that tourism icon has really put that place on the map.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's got lots of positives. But I think we need to look at the social impacts as well.
Yeah, well, absolutely, that's right. Now, what about this back-to-work program? Because the opposition is saying that only 164 Victorians were employed full-time or part-time under the program. But Tim Pallas, he says, yeah, it didn't maybe work so well, but we are going to give it a boost and try and refresh it. So can you just explain what this program was?
Well, it was supporting people to get back to work. It was supporting businesses, providing them with incentives to employ long-term unemployed people. You know, it's like anything, I suppose. If, you know, it takes a while to kick off, let's give it a decent try and, you know, then review it in another year or so and see, you know, what the situation is then. I don't think we should axe everything that doesn't kick off 100%. Straight up, I think we should give things a go.
Yeah, I mean, reading between the lines, it does look like there were cash incentives offered to people, as you said, that employed long-term unemployed people. So now what they're trying to do is perhaps increase those incentives so that businesses are more likely to take action.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's important for particularly small business in our community to have some incentive to continue to employ people. And what we're saying is that, you know, let's start getting the long-term unemployed into decent jobs, real jobs, where they've got opportunities.
Yep, absolutely. And just last of all, I think we've got Craig Lapsley about to join us a little bit later on this hour, but it looks like the bushfire season is going to be hitting much earlier than it has in previous years, and Jane Garrett has put out a media release about that. What do you think about the whole situation, and what can we do here in Geelong?
Yeah, look, I think people just have to be very mindful of the risk that we have at the moment. You know, probably the inner city is not such a big risk, but, you know, making sure that our yards are cleaned up, that any vacant properties are taken care of, so there's no risk of fire starting due to the hot weather. And then, you know, further out in the region and the rural areas, you know, people have to be very mindful when they're travelling through those areas in particular, you know, to take every care with campsites and cigarette butts, all those things that it only take a second to trigger off a major fire.
Yep, no, that's exactly right. And I think that was a good point there, that people in Geelong may think that they're immune and they're safe, but at the same time, when everyone goes down to Anglesey and all that,
that's
for their
right.
holidays, they're going right through the fire zone, aren't they?
Exactly. And, you know, they are very fire-prone areas. And, you know, as you know, community, we need to be very mindful of that. And, you know, we might go camping and have a great time, and that's fantastic, but we need to be mindful that things are pretty bad at the moment in terms of fire risk, and we all have a responsibility to make sure that we prevent any sort of disasters happening.
Well, Christine, thank you so much for joining me this morning once again, and we'll speak to you on the first Monday in December.
Yes, you will.
Good on you, Christine Cousins, there, the member for Geelong. We'll go to a break, and then Rosa and Gina will be joining us next for the real estate segment. It's 25 minutes to 10 o'clock.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Day. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.